Right. I am Shantilal Gohil, and I am called as Shan as well. Originally, I am from India. I was in Bombay, and I came into this country in 1976 when my wife came to England sometime before me, and I came to join her here. And first of all, I did work in hosieries, which was nearly biggest firm in Leicester. It was Cora Limited, and that was one of the biggest hosiery manufacturer in Leicester. They used to do work for, they used to manufacture most of things for Mark and Spencer at that time. Later on, after nearly working 10 years in Cora, I used to go to India frequently, and most of the time I didn't used to get enough time to go there. So after 10 years, when I went back to India, I did left the job. And after coming back, I didn't go back to them and find somewhere else. The job which I find, it was British United Shoe Machinery, where I did work for nearly 15 years, more than 15 years, from 1988 till I was made redundant. And after I was made redundant, in few months' time, the company was gradually slowing down, and they shut down the department I used to work. I used to work with IVI department, where they used to manufacture shoe materials, and mostly shoe materials and tacks and nails. And I used to work on a heat treatment plant. It was a heat treatment, basically it was a furnace where we used to temper shanks and tacks and nails, masonry nails and building nails. I used to work on the furnace. It was very hot job, but end of the day, the job, you have to do a job, and I did the job. I did enjoy the job while I was working there. It was a hard job, but you have to work, you need to work, and you should enjoy the job you are doing. And I did enjoy the job I did, and it was quite a nice place to work with. I did work only with two, three firms in my career in this country, and they are very good companies at the time I used to work. Cora was a very good company. We had quite a few facilities, medical center was there, and everything was nice. Same with BU. BU was a, as far as I remember, it was the biggest shoe machinery manufacturing company in all over Europe, not only in England, but it was the biggest firm in Europe, and it was worldwide. It was they had their branches in quite a few other countries, and it was a good company and a very big company. At the time when I joined at Leicester site, there were about 2,500 people working at that site. Quite a big site, and quite a nice place to work.
Could you tell me, Sam, how you got the job at BU? How you got that job, and could you tell me also a little bit about what it was, what happened when you were made redundant, perhaps?
Right. I after coming back from India, I was looking for a job, and a friend of mine used to work with BU, and he told me that there might be vacancy in IVI department, and I should try there. And after his suggestion, I went to see if there is any job, and I went for interview. It wasn't a pre-planned interview, but I went for a job, and I just went to personal and I asked if there was any job, and they said leave your details and we will be in touch with you. I was just living nearby. I was in the street behind the my department was. It was the department was on Hillyard Road, and I used to live on Hunter Road, which was just right behind the BU IVI department. And after I came home, nearly about an hour or two later, the lady from personal department came to my house and dropped me a note that can you come and see us as soon as you can. And next day I went there, and everything was done, because they were looking for a person on that particular job. One person who used to work there, he wasn't there anymore, so they were desperately needed a person to work on that job, and this is how I found the job. I think BU at that time, BU was redundant people as well, and it was gradually closing down the department. But in IVI, particularly with me, I think that could be the reason. In 2011, I had two heart attacks, and the job I was doing, it was a hard job, lifting and manual thing to do on that job was involved, and we have to lift about 20-25 kilos boxes all the time, and I was a heart patient, so it was not a very good job for me. But the medical center doctor suggested to the company that they should do something which can make my job easier, and they did some automatic mechanism on the job, so I do not have to involve in lifting and very hard manual job. And I did do the job about 1.5 years after I had a heart attack. I did work there, and I think at that time they were reducing the people, and probably they weren't sure that how long that department would last. So I would thought that because of my health condition, they redundant me, and they keep the other person who was with me on the same job. And I think the other person was coming from other department. He was doing different job, so he used to know a couple of more jobs than me. And I was on the furnace from the beginning, so I was on just one job. And probably they needed a multi-skilled person, so rather than the other person, they redundant me. And this is how I was redundant after working 15-16 years.